You know, we're all young at heart. That's why we need to look sometimes at the youth message as it brings something down to a childlike level for all of us to understand. We are all children of the living God. Amen. And He is God the Father. Then He sent Jesus Christ the Son. And then Jesus said He was sending one greater than Him, the Holy Spirit. Did you know that Jesus prayed for us? Yeah, He prayed for us. Do you know if you want to cook something or fix something or come with something with consistency all the time when you either make it or cook it? It's called a recipe. Well, Jesus gave us a recipe, and He gave it to us because He prayed for us. And in John chapter 17, which is the prayer that Jesus prayed for us, in verse 8 it says, I being Jesus, passed on to them, Father, the word you gave me, and now they accepted them, and know that I came from you, and they believe you sent me. Well, that's a recipe for knowing that God loved us, and He told us all we needed to do and needed to know how to have a good life. You've heard me say sometimes that the Bible is God's love letter to us, but it's also a recipe for life and how we can have it more abundantly. Isn't that neat? Now, I think maybe you all have a mom or a grandmother or somebody, even dads are good cooks sometimes, and they cook special things, and they have what they call a recipe. Because they want it to be consistent. They write it down, or somebody wrote it down for them, and it makes it come out just great, whether it's a cake or a pie or even doing some cooking with hamburgers and so forth. Sometimes dads especially like to cook on the grill, and they come up with a recipe for the way they season it, and that's really neat. But it reminded me that Jesus gave us the recipe for life. And it reminded me about what I just said about Jesus praying for us. Jesus passed on the words of God to us, just like our grandmothers have passed on recipes for us. Jesus was in touch with the Father, and He listened to all the Father said and gave those teachings of love to, we call them apostles or disciples, you know, Peter and Andrew, John and Matthew. And all the other followers of Jesus learned about things that God wanted them to know and learn. So Jesus was not only sharing some ideas or thought, He was sharing the things that people had to know about the plans that God had for them and for all of us. So when we learn about God's plans, that's why we come to church, and that's why we have Sunday school and Bible school and all that. We want to learn what the Bible has to say and how important these teachings are for us. Because for hundreds of years, even thousands of years, we've had these teachings passed on from generation to generation. And those teachings came directly to the Father, to Jesus, and then to Peter and hundreds of others, until it finally came to us. Thank goodness that somebody wrote down the recipe, right? We call it the Bible. Isn't that a wonderful thing? And how important it is to reason and to listen carefully. Because someday, all of us are going to be passing on that recipe to good living. We call it the gospel of Jesus Christ. So, next time you hear somebody talking about a recipe, think about the time that Jesus thanked His Father for the words that He used to teach the disciples about the truth of God. Well, that is a recipe to be a recipe for all times. And all you got to do is learn it. How do you learn it? You pray and you talk to others and you come to school and Sunday school and then you pass it on. Well, I hope and pray you're having a wonderful day. Looking forward to seeing you in church sometime soon. God loves you and so do we.